Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, Harmonious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 in Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santeni, Tapiraquai, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Andanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, Channel 21 on Han Elte Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel Z26 on Alpha Tenger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbachar, Selenk Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervisions Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Network Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Norway prohibits the display of tobacco in stores. In community news, Olak or Vietnam offers medical assistance and pensions to the elderly. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 26th, is Australia Day, the country's fantastic annual day of celebrations. Joyous festivities held in every community include live music, entertainment, and numerous sporting events. This is also an occasion to recognize the outstanding achievements of many of Australia's fine citizens. Among the distinguished accolades, the Australian of the Year Awards presented to a number of outstanding individuals. We wish all the warm-hearted citizens of the nation a marvelous and peaceful Australia Day.
Today is also India's Republic Day. Observing the day India's constitution was adopted in 1950, this enthusiastically commemorated event is one of the most popular national holidays in the country. India is home to numerous faiths, including Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Jainism, and Sikhism. Reflecting its commitment to nature conservation, India has 500 wildlife sanctuaries and 80 national parks. Four of these are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization World Heritage Sites. May the spiritual citizens of India enjoy a festive Republic Day.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association relief news update from Haiti. With intensive emergency efforts continuing 2 weeks after the January 12th earthquake that leveled the city structures and took so many lives, the official death toll has increased to 150,000 in Port-au-Prince, while victims who have been buried by loved ones or are still beneath the rubble remain uncounted and could easily double this number.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers for the Haitian quake victims, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately pledged an initial $20,000, increasing the donation more recently to $40,000 to provide further emergency assistance. She also requested that our association members go help the ones most desperately in need, such as those who had lost loved ones or without social support.
She especially asked for urgent medical and surgical care to be arranged for the critically wounded. Together with our association members' contributions, a total of $190,000 is now helping to acquire $6.9 million in relief supplies as valued in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. After arriving in Haiti, our association's relief team was immediately able to provide much needed medical treatment in the city of Port-au-Prince. Moldova to remove border fence with Romania. Moldovan Prime Minister Vlad Filat has signed a measure to dismantle and melt the barbed wire fence along the border with Romania, a country with which Moldova shares a common language, history, and cultural heritage. Prime Minister Filat stated that there is no need to maintain such a structure next to a friendly neighbor, especially in this time when transparency is the norm throughout Europe and people move freely from country to country. Your Excellency and Moldova, we laud your decision to enhance amicable relations with Romania. Blessed be the people of both your nations in prosperity, harmony, and friendship.
First female governor appointed in Palestine. At a ceremony at the State Palace, Ms. Leila Ghanam was formally inaugurated by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as governor of Ramallah and Al Bire in the central West Bank. Governor Ghanam holds a PhD in education and has previously served as general director of the Ministry of Social Affairs as well as head of the Board of Administration for the Watan Center for Women's Leadership. Commending her qualifications, President Abbas said that Palestinian women are partners in building the country and its institutions and should be guaranteed full rights and equality. Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new appointment. May your fellow Palestinians flourish in peace with Allah's grace and the blessing of wise leadership.
Childhood secondhand smoke can lead to early emphysema. A study led by Dr. Gina Lovasi of Columbia University in the USA and published in the American Journal of Epidemiology discovered that young children who are regularly exposed to tobacco smoke in their home environment can suffer permanent and irreversible lung damage, leading to early emphysema in adulthood. Because of the developing nature of the child's physiology, the researchers found that the effects of the tobacco smoke could persist for decades, with the lungs never recovering fully from the early life exposure. Dr. Lovasi and fellow Columbia University scientists, our appreciation for letting us know how tobacco can irreparably harm children in their adult years. Wishing family members everywhere smoke-free home environments for the optimal health of our precious youths.
Smoking in expectant mothers linked to childhood behavioral problems. A study conducted collaboratively by several groups of German scientists found that, compared to children who grew up in a smoke-free environment, those who were exposed to smoke while still in the womb were 90% more likely to develop behavior problems by the time they reached school age.
Children exposed to smoke from birth to age 1 were at 30% greater risk of such disorders, which include hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder, and difficulties interacting socially. Many thanks, German researchers, for this revealing information on yet another danger of tobacco to the innocent young. Let us act to eliminate this harmful substance and safeguard our children's well-being for their fullest developmental potential.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Newlywed succumbs after saving his wife. While sailing on the Nile River with two guests during their honeymoon, Britain's Luke Day and Sophie Nicholson Cole were suddenly overcome by torrential rain and strong winds which overturned their boat. As the vessel was quickly sinking, Mr. Day worked from beneath the water's surface to make sure his wife and guests safely emerged. Unfortunately, he was not able to get out in time. His father-in-law, David Nicholson Cole, said, "Luke sacrificed himself to save everyone else, including my daughter. It was a completely selfless act and was entirely in character. Our condolences to Sophie Nicholson Cole, family and friends, for the loss of the beloved and heroic Luke Day. May his soul serenely rest in heaven's forever grace and light."
Save Our Planet, 7-foot sea level rises inevitable. Authors Oren Pilkey and Rob Young have written a book called The Rising Sea that forecasts much higher sea levels than previously suggested. Dr. Pilkey is Professor Emeritus at Duke University in the USA, and Dr. Young is Professor of Geosciences at Western Carolina University. Through their combined expertise, they point out, for instance, that although the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, estimated a 2-foot rise by the end of the century, this did not include ice melt from Greenland or the Antarctic.
Moreover, in the 2 years since the IPCC report was released, increasing evidence points to the accelerating melt in both those locations, with many climate scientists now saying that the melting of the Greenland ice sheet will be one of the main drivers of sea level rise during this century. Doctors Pilkey and Young go on to state that the ramifications of rising oceans are enormous. Agriculture will be disrupted, water supplies salinized, storms and floodwaters will reach ever further inland, along with the creation of millions of environmental refugees.
Doctors Pilkey and Young, our thanks for this updated forecast despite its dire implications. May governments realize the gravity of global warming and act now to save our planet.
During a March 2009 video conference for the Juice Fast for Peace in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the emerging crisis of rising sea levels, highlighting the most effective and indeed only solution.
Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat. Even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. We have to change to a vegan diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it.
Save Our Planet, in light of respected organizations and scientists highlighting livestock as a major emitter of greenhouse gases, the Intergovernmental World Organization for Animal Health announces first-ever plans to study the effects of meat production on the environment.
Save Our Planet. 5 severely disabled and endangered sea turtles traveling from Florida, USA, arrive at a turtle sanctuary in Dorset, United Kingdom, where they will receive an expanded home along with attention and ongoing medical care.
Save Our Planet. Fiji allocates $3.1 million to reduce vulnerability to the personal and financial losses associated with climate-related flooding, which has recently increased across the island nation.
Save Our Planet. The government of Beijing, China, announces plans to further green the city by changing regulations to support cyclists in favor of driving.
Warning news. In a decade-long study of over 500,000 people, Swedish researchers found that increased blood sugar levels, which often result from unhealthy diets high in sugar, salt, and fat, were found to raise the risk of cancer, especially in women.
Thank you. Olivia, I'm Tutu. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Tutu and I are vegan.
Today, we have a tip on a great way to support the environment.
It's through teamwork.
Gather your family or a group of friends and decide on a project you would like to do to help our Earth.
There are so many things to do.
It could be planting trees, cleaning up a beach, or sharing SOS flyers, which can be downloaded free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/prints.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Mongolia. One of the most well-known and biggest cinema theaters in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, Ergu, presented the SOS video to viewers before showing the feature movie 2012, directed by German filmmaker Mr. Roland Emmerich. It tells the story of a global catastrophe brought about by the overheating of the Earth. Before and after the movie, SOS flyers created by Supreme Master Ching Hai, which advocate the vegan solution to mitigate global warming, were distributed by the cinema staff and our association members. On average, Ergu serves 4,000 viewers a day, and the movie was shown every day for about 1 month. According to Ergu's marketing manager, Ms. Aryanjagal Bhatt, more than 25,000 people saw the SOS presentation during that time.
Гэсэн саастай хамтраад энэ лекцүүдийг явуулснаар бол бид чинь бас нэр өөрсдөө хичээгээ зүтгээд те энэ байдлаас өөрсдөө аваад гарах боломжтой юм байна болох юм байна гэсэн мэдээлэл хүргэж чадсанаар аяа дэлхийг одоо аврахын төлөө одоо юу хийж чаддгийг бүхэл боломжоо дайчлаад ингээд бас энэхүү хөтөлбөрт нэгдээд оролцоод явахыг одоо та бүхнээсээ зөвлөж байна.
Our sincere appreciation, Ms. Aryanjagal Bhatt, and Ergu Cinema for your efforts in sharing vital information on how to protect our Earth. May all citizens take the compassionate path and be vegan.
In good governance news, Norway prohibits the display of tobacco in stores. Tobacco, snuff, and other related products must now be placed underneath the counter in Norwegian stores. The ban also includes tax-free shops at the country's airports and international ferries and ships registered in Norway. In addition, chocolate cigarettes and licorice pipes are barred as part of the new legislation. Our hats off to you, Norway, for your wise law to protect the well-being of your citizens. May more and more nations promote healthy lifestyle choices.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Up next on Noteworthy News, senior citizens in Iraq or Vietnam will be provided medical care and pensions. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More wonderful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vivacious world. In community news, senior citizens in OLAC or Vietnam are to be offered medical assistance and pensions. The elderly law and the law on medical examination and treatment will take effect in July 2010. It will provide citizens age 60 and over with basics such as food, clothing, and health care. Seniors in need will receive special assistance from the Social Welfare Fund. Individuals over 80 years old will be given a monthly pension from the Social Insurance Fund. In addition, on their 90th and 100th birthdays, residents will be honored. We are grateful, OLAC or Vietnam, for your dedication to your elders. May all generations have lives filled with happiness and spiritual blessings.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Tagalog entitled The Golfer.
Pagkatapos ng naiibang mahinang laro ng golf, isang bantog na manlalaro ang tumakas sa clubhouse at nagsimulang umuwi. Habang siya ay naglalakad sa paradahan upang kunin ang kanyang sasakyan, isang pulis ang humarang sa kanya at tinanong, "Nakatangan ka ba ng 16 na butas mga 20 minuto ang nakaraan?" "Oo," sagot ng manlalaro ng golf. "Mangyari bang nasabit mo ang iyong bola kaya lumampas sa mga punong kahoy at lumabas sa daan?" tanong ng pulis. "Oo, paano mo nalaman?" tanong ng manlalaro ng golf. "Beno," sabi ng pulis na seryoso, "ang iyong bola ay lumipad sa daang bayan sa panalong hangin ng tsuper na wala sa kontrol ang sasakyan. Kaya ano ang iyong gagawin tungkol diyan?" Nag-isip ang manlalaro ng golf at maingat na sumagot, "Sa palagay ko ay lalapit ako ng konti, hihigpitan ko ng hawak at ibababa ang aking kanang hinlalaki."
Now for our heartline from a lovely vegan family featured on Music on a Mission, Truth on Earth, on Vegetarian Elite. The three compassionate sisters, Serena, Kylie, and Tess, have formed the band Truth on Earth. Through their uplifting music, they advocate for a world of love between all beings. Stella and Greg are their kind parents who raised their daughters on a plant-based diet since birth. The band's website is www.truthonearthband.com.
We want to thank you all for the opportunity to be on Supreme Master Television.
It is truly an honor.
Your entire crew has done such a wonderful job with the whole project.
We are very appreciative.
Please pass on our sincere thanks filled with love, peace, and happiness.
Peace and love.
Stella.
Greg.
Serena.
Kylie.
And Tess.
Beautiful Stella, Greg, Serena, Kylie, and Tess. It was such a delight to present your amazing band and family to our global viewers. We wish you the very best in bringing your crucial message to people everywhere. In heaven's light and with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with love from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iraqi Governor Shaltai Galmaya of Basra affirms his country's intentions to continue building on a history of long-standing friendship and brotherly relations with neighboring Kuwait.
U.S. astronomers discover the second smallest planet ever detected outside our solar system, completing an orbit of its sun in 4 days, with a mass 4 times that of Earth and a distance of 80 light years away.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, Office of Food for Peace, donates $5 million U.S. dollars in food aid for 150,000 residents displaced by war in Sada'a, Yemen.
Leading physicians at the United Kingdom Faculty of Public Health call for a ban on the chemically engineered trans fats often found in processed and fast foods to protect from their damaging effects on heart health.
Popular bands Euphoria from India and Strings from Pakistan performed together in Kolkata, India, with specially composed songs to encourage new beginnings of friendship between their countries.
Two unnamed Good Samaritans risked their lives to rescue a 9-year-old girl who had fallen through thin ice at a lake in Charlotte, North Carolina, USA.
A 16th-century volume of Nostradamus' prophecies has become the first of France's vast collection of national literary treasures to be archived online by Google, enabling access for people across the globe.
Some 70 Palestinian NGOs and human rights organizations call on the two Palestinian parties, Hamas and Fatah, to respond to Egyptian mediation efforts and continue in their work toward national unity.
As part of its 350th anniversary, Britain's Royal Society publishes an online version of William Stukeley's 1752 biography of Sir Isaac Newton, including the apple-falling incident that led to his theory of gravity.
Russian and Armenian presidents Dmitry Medvedev and Serge Sargsyan discuss large-scale projects to increase trade as well as conflict resolution advancements between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.